Osage Creek Performing Arts Center's taking shape on a beautiful 72-acre parcel of land on Logan Cave Road north of Tontytown in Xylem Springs. The place is crawling with giant earth-moving equipment, concrete, and dump trucks this sunny and very windy morning. Dust is flying everywhere. The multi-million dollar operation broke ground late last year, and Gregory Smith, owner and developer, says this project is a 10-year-long dream come true.
Well, it was after the purchase of a few different farms joining an original family farm, this natural bowl on the north side, northeast corner of the property, lent itself beautifully to the development of the amphitheater because of the natural bowl setting.
A high mountain ridge will serve as backdrop to the bowl, which slopes towards the west. Patrons will view an east-facing stage.
Yeah, we've got the stage is being finished poured today, and we've got steel coming in about a week and a half. The seats have been ordered out of Australia, and we are all the conduit is in the ground. There's over 4 miles of conduit already in the ground for parking lot lights and stage electricity and so on. So it's moving forward, and obviously weather's cooperating, and we're on schedule.
Osage Creek Amphitheater on a soon-to-be-paved dirt road is in the middle of farm country.
You know, we've had really good support from the neighbors. There's a little bit of opposition because of sound and obviously changing the roads out here. What was once dirt roads is now being widened and paved and so on. And let me, on that note, I'll say Benton County Road Department's been wonderful to work with, along with the county judge. And there's pretty positive from everybody around the local vicinity.
Perhaps neighbors will be able to capitalize on the venture, which will bring tens of thousands of patrons starting this summer. More about that in a minute. So who are the architects?
Johnson Trollett Architecture out of Holiday Island, Arkansas, and Tom Johnson, Larry Trollett, and Les Persson have been wonderful to work with. And then Sand Creek Engineering, Tatum Smith Structural Engineering, and on down the line. It's been a conglomeration.
The architects have incorporated lots of sustainable technology.
I'd like to share that all materials, all red dirt, topsoil, everything has been from right here on site. We've not brought in anything other than the waste material from power plants, which is our sand base for around conduit and around pipes and underneath concrete. And what's wonderful about that is it's useless for pretty much anything else, and we are using it all over the place. So also we're using all LED lighting, even in the parking lot. So we're going to make as big of an imprint green as we can, you know, composting and recycling, and I think that there's a lot to share on that for sure, and there'll be a green section of our website as well explaining all those aspects that we do, down to the fact that we plan on growing herbs and so on for some of the vendors and for some of the concessions, which is kind of different.
Culinary herbs. Plenty of free parking will be available across the road. Gregory Smith has also paid his ecological mitigation dues.
It's all part of a farm of 660 acres, so there's unlimited things as to what we can do. On that note, I will say that I've already donated over 400 acres to the WRP program, Wetland Conservation for the Illinois Watershed, as just a buffer zone in the floodplain areas down by the creek. So those areas will always remain untouched.
An artist's rendering of the complex shows a glowing iridescent amphitheater at violet dusk, surrounded by a rainbow of spotlights. Crowds fill terraced seating areas and picnic on soft green grass. A blue water feature pools along the south side, adjacent to food and beverage vending areas. Osage Creek Amphitheater will cost anywhere between $4 and $6 million, including land and road improvement values, all of it private money. Once completed, it will accommodate 12,000 patrons.
Yeah, it's got 5,000 fixed seats, and then there's room on the grass for another 10, 15, but in reality, we're going to cap it at about 12, and there's many reasons for that, but it's intimate as it is, and with 5,000 fixed seats, we can have pretty much anybody in the business come play and know that they can put the overflow on the grass, and that's what's real appealing, and yet not too big.
After this summer, campers, including RVs, will be welcome, rain or shine.
There is some local campgrounds that are going to work with us, already are working with us. They will be up on our website, which is osagecreeklive.com, here shortly. And as far as the VIP areas go, there are 60 corporate boxes and VIP lounge area, VIP parking, and things of that nature. And as far as the venue being covered, yes, the artist and, you know, it'll be cantilevered out over the first little area of seats, but for the most part, it's going to be open air, look at the stars, enjoy the show.
Speaking of stars, Willie Nelson will be the grand opening act.
The red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
Yeah, it's Willie Nelson's Country Throwdown with Jamie Johnson, Randy Houser, and Lee Bryce, Brantley Gilbert, and a few others, including Lucas Nelson, which is Willie's son, and we're excited about it. It's Sunday, July 3rd, and tickets are available at osagecreeklive.com.
Willie Nelson's Country Throwdown Tour spotlights top music artists and emerging singer-songwriters. The day-long music festival will feature multiple stages and special attractions, and the cost is a bargain. $43 for bleachers, $53 terrace seating, $70 for orchestra, and $95 for VIP. And as Gregory Smith says, there's not a bad seat in the house. Other possible acts for next year, Smith said, could be Dave Matthews, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Kenny Chesney. Themed festivals will also be staged here.
As far as festivals go, we are permitted for festival grounds across the street in what will be the general parking area. We could do multi-stages and we could do multi-day events, and that is not the focus for the first year. We want to get one good year, work out the kinks, whatever they may be traffic-wise or what have you, but we are definitely looking at moving in that direction in the future. We'd also like to look at the possibility of, you know, maybe a Renaissance festival and doing things like that out here, and Easter Sunrise service, just all the way across the board, whether it be a Hispanic festival or a Christian festival and Christian shows, and, you know, we want to cater, be able to cater to everybody.
Facilities are also available for private events. In 3 months, when Osage Creek Amphitheater opens its gates, patrons will find it will perfectly fit into a growing entertainment corridor building in Northwest Arkansas, including Crystal Bridges Museum of Art, scheduled to open in November, and a new Walton Arts Center complex in Bentonville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.